So Sivav Resh Beis and Slaf. This is the Olam Tomorrow. It's like a free city make by Prey Adama. The reason why is because you say that these things are not Choshev to call a pre or not the Iker pre. Mashenkein on the Avionis, which the Iker pre make by Prey Eitz. Which we'll discuss is what about the Klippus? Let's get orange peels, apple peels, different. So in the Klippus, orange peels, says he, we're talking about Dvash. He stays with a chrenum. Three sheets, shackle, a damar eats. What's the shayla? The shayla is, do you say just like by Arla, we said that, because we were by Arla, the shamer, es a tough of the pre, so, is Reba has the same pre, so then over here, the Klippa has the same pre, so therefore you make eights on it. The tzad tzadoma is saying that that's maybe dafka by our that it's not the ikar pri, maybe nechos arla is a pri, avada it's not gonna be considered the ikar pri just because rubik kapi arla that's a didn't nechos arla, but now it's not gonna be a gilu in the same pri shabai, and the fish be adama. And the third sheet to say shakal that it's not really bechlal, it's not a daiti dahachi, it's not the ikar thing bechlal, and then we should make a shakal. So how do we pass him? We're passing make a shakal. The other the eitz adama, you're going to be yitzah. So, but again, klippas are really the different types of klippas. So klippas like an apple or peaches, that's a mamshkei ke pri. Heaven eats it. That's pasha that you can make eitz. There's a klippa which is like orange peel. That's what we're saying the machlekas and the mice of the psak is you make a shackle. And those the chocolate covered orange peels they have. So the mice of the psak is and those you make a shackle. It's not the ikashay pri, but the avid, maybe it's adama about the. You're going to be eitz. The shah with an esrik. What's the clip of an esrik? So the Arsam place would say that the whole pri is not really sure the mavid. Okay. As the Rinnitzka says that by the pri is about an arrow lachila. So the whole nati is really that's a klipa to make jelly. I think the jelly comes from the klipa. I think that's what it says. Not sure. And therefore he says that therefore it's ikar pri. I want to say that therefore will be eights. We're talking about the klipa, the thick klipa, about the thick klipa. That's mishakol. We're going on the thick klipa. Fine. Siv Zayin. Mechaber discusses if you have smashed fruit. What's going to be halacha? Gemara says trima. So Pashas, it's more the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. If you smash something in legamri, what's going to be the halacha? As if there are pieces, do you say that if you smash the gamri, you make a shackle? That's sure they didn't shoot this Rashi. And the Rambam holds that you keep his bracha. That even if you smash something in the gamri, you keep his bracha. So in the Mechaber, Mishmuel goes back and forth, you know, there's Mechaber, Mechaber, Avram. Is Mechaber arguing, not arguing, what the Allah is? But what comes out in the Maisa is that Mishmuel says that Mishmuel Membez was down that. Some say the Yeshua on the argument something which is Mukha the Gamri, like it's just a cloud. The case of Mechaber, somebody just take a fruit and just smash it, take a banana and smash it, which is still nicker, even though Ramah is being masked. The Yeshua is serving the Yeshua, the Gamri, the Mechaber, as always, in the Sass of the Gamri, that you make Shako. So the Dean African Mizah, what's the Psak? If you say that it's Mechaber, somebody says that Allah is the Mechaber, that if a Moshon Kayam, Lenish Tanab Chasan, if it's Mesh. It's a mashakayim and the bracha doesn't change. Mashakayim is something which is avod kol tzrusa, l'nika klal, then that's the case of Ramah, which is chiyam ekshakal, and b'diyav it'll be okay. So the agdara is basically, if it's nikir tzura, say mashakayim, then it keeps his bracha. Mashakayim is nishtana tzura, say, and it's not a kayim l'nika klal, then it's going to lose the bracha. Now the little bit difficult, challenging part of the sugya is, it's like a little bit of terminology. It says like, Nishtana Tsurasai, Lenikar Klal, Mamashekayim. It's using terminology back and forth in terms of exactly like what you know what the gedder is in terms of what makes something lose its bracha. So Arkus Abeno in Chilik and Chilik Al page Pevav, he says that what's called Nikar is the Eskakid. It doesn't look like fruit and vegetables so much. Like, what does it look like? Looks like a banana, it does look like a banana. Looks like a avocado, it does look like an avocado. You know, that would be the other, how to figure it out. Or Chashukhan and Drisha go a little bit more that it's tali from eichel to mashka. It has to be like a total shini tzura. It was eichel, and they make it into smoothie. You know, it's like a mamash shini tzura legamri. And as much as I think of from eichel to mashka, then it went al zracha. Shmuel Zalman says this tali how much is nicker. Shmuel Zalman is in Shanta Chedesh. He says, so you have like a strawberry jam, like you smash it. Like a blend of strawberries. But the mice still looks like strawberries. Still look like it has a strawberry look to it. So you want to say that's not called shinoi, and it's nikkur tzurasa, and therefore you want to say we keep it bracha avadama. Kitchus, I think it's a sphere of a couple of things. If it changed when we look at the style, for sure that's shinoi and abish hakol. Or you change the tzura, the texture, and it's totally different than you make a shakol. So we'll try to give some examples. You smash a banana, avocado, eggplant. So that's going to be like the kiss of Mechaber. You just smash it. It's just... It's tomorrow, which Micha Miyad, Mim Isa. It's like Isa. So that's not called Nishtana. It's just like smashed. And Lechera, that will keep its bracha. Some of the things, which everyone agrees are totally Shinit Sarasa, is like jelly, fruit leather. So those are things that are totally Shinit from the Etzem Pri. And therefore, that's going to be shahakol. Things which are debatable, certain things tell you how much you smash it down. For example, applesauce. So sometimes you can make applesauce puree it, and it's just like totally liquidy. So then it'd be shahakol. If there are pieces in, it's not then an echanami, then we'll keep his bracha. We'll be considered eights. And that's basically what's mukabala. So the pieces, yeah, it's only parade of ishakal. Cornflakes. So two types of cornflakes. Some cornflakes, they smash down the gamri and they make it from like into powder and then they put it together. And the other types of cornflakes, which are not like that, it's not totally shinitsu or the gamri. So if it's totally smashed down, it's going to be shahakal. If it's not totally smashed down, it's going to be adama. Bedekah, the Israeli ones are shahakal. And the Kellogg's, you can taste the difference, no? Sorry.
Also looks
different. You know, those bedekah are going to be a hadama. Fine. So potato kugel is a interesting thing. It's like the two types of potato kugel. The potato kugel, which have like pieces which are nicker, just like cut up, it's, you know, it's shredded. Then it can be burpee adama. The question is, a potato cook, which is totally nisrasic. They like totally blend it, and then you put it together. So, the shah is what's going to be like in that type of case. So there are those who say that the lamaisa still looks like a potato. It looks like a potato cook, right? It doesn't look so different. Therefore, they want to say that, you know, you keep its bracha. And you say adama. Why then when it's not the tradition says which brings down something which is darkly to do it like that. A fruit which is darkly to smash, to blend. Then the whole story is that it loses shame pre by having a shinip. If it's darkly to do it like that, then it doesn't shame pre. So you want to say potato cook is very, very common, you know, you take potatoes to smash it. So therefore, the Baramation Shu wants to say that maybe that Starkevikach wants to say that it will not lose his bracha and say Hadama. Meidach Kisa. In the Pshana Chimur Sadeshin, he says something which is Starkevikach loses it. It won't lose his bracha. Lashem Shaburim is forgotten about that. Rave Derech Achlisa Separates Adi Risak. He says rave. Doesn't sound like if it's not rave. Then the tradition we're talking about that. And I don't think Roy potatoes get into potato go, right? I don't think so. And, you know, therefore that'd be Shver Tzif. Mr. Kuzman say different Svara that it's like a Panam Chadash of Alakan. It's like a Shinitsura. Look, it's potato into potato go, like, you know, if the only pieces and it's, you know, it's a total Shinitsura. The Maisa, I think the passage is the Maisa. If the type of potato go, which the pieces are nicker, shredded, make adama. If it's totally no pieces b'chal, the passage is you should make a shakal in that type of situation.
So was he like a food processor for?
Yeah, if it's totally shredded. Much more give tradition, make a shakal on it. Yeah. Peanut butter is a big bikuach. You know, you say different things. You say shtana, not shtama. Basically, what's more mukubala is that If there's like the chunky type, which has the pieces in it that gives us bracha, it doesn't give us pieces, then it would not give us bracha. You know, the flip side of the Shabbat is talking about is that they have instant potatoes, which are like reconstituted. They totally broken down. They like puree. They just pour water into it. I think Shiva has that a lot of times. So perhaps most places can say that there was a shnitzur. You really totally destroyed it. Therefore, the fact that now it looks like potatoes. Now you make a shack on it. Shlomo Zalman wants to say that no, that even though maybe at one point it was the same pre, but being that you reconstitute it now it looks like potatoes. He wants to say therefore it keeps the same potatoes. Is that going, this whole sort of this that has to be nicker, it's like more like a siba. If it looks like that, then it gets same pre. Which is a bit of a once you understand it, right? At this point, it's not a pre at all. The fact that you put it back together to make it into give it a same potato, that'd be very, very chiddish. Pasta, I think, make a shackle. Right, then minig oila, like, yeah, I'm saying, but you know, which was on, what? Yeah, I know those, yeah, I know those, okay. But definitely, mitzad the suga kipshuta, it should be shahako. There's certain things which, let's say, soy, Pringles, chocolate, those things are also there. Stalaf has fruits or whatever, or eitzar dama. Those things are considered a shenitzura, and those things are going to be shahako. Falafel balls. So. It depends. If you put a little kemach for it, if apples also have a little kemach in it. So if there's kemach for tam, so then it's mizuna, it's called sheishbay. But if it's just there for a ladavik, I think most times not so much flour in it. So that's the vikuach now. This is the falafel ball. Do you know falafel balls are made for chickpeas?
Yeah.
And you can tell? Or?
Oh, no, I knew that.
Did you know? You know, the question is like, is it nicker? As a shah, some say, you know, why not? You know, it's nicker sarasa, it is. Yeah, it's a vikuach, it's not kind of flappable. Do you say that's it's nicker, it's like chickpeas, you can tell it, or it's like a total, you know, total shinei tzura to it?
Kellogg's cornflakes
wasn't, yeah,
what do you say? You can tell it comes from corn.
No, but never was fully ground. The mashana, the falafel balls is what? It's like, is this piece of, what?
It's full ground?
Not sure. I'm not sure. I'm trying to see. It's pretty ground up, I'm saying, but, and the other foods. Right, all the Pesach cakes is coming from like corn flour. That's a shini tzura. Latkes also is a nidan. Do you say like a latkes alamaisa? It's also totally ground up. And it's like Panam Chadash is well can, or Vyashiv, and Shemazan, when Mothis Fala Mai says liquor, it looks like a latka. And therefore, they want to say that you make Adam. Want to say Ches. So Ches has to do basically this Dvash, a Tormim, you make Shahakal. The basic Shailav is like this, that is, the Gemara says on one hand that Maid is Silk is Kasilka, that you have the Mayim, which comes out of like a vegetable, gets the din of the vegetable. That's in Reish Eisav Beis. Over here it says Paris, which you cook them in water or you soak them. You make a shackle. What's the difference between Ma'ay Silk and over here? So two Mahacham. The Mahacham of the Rajba is that if you, something which is dark, it's not like this, it's something called fruit. The juice comes out of Zeyav Alma. If it's dark or Roy Vachilis, I say Paris is through cooking it, so then they make eights. Mashenkein, if you have a pre which revichilas is a schita, what's going to be the lacha? The Rashi says you make a bracha on the regular thing. You know, the chesed gemayit asuka and zeyav almi is mayit asuka that's darkei. So if very day schita would be a bracha. According to the Rush, the Chalukta Maida Sukkah and something which is Zayabami is whether there's a Bishal process done. If there's Bishal, then all the juice comes out. Mashenkein Schita, we say Zayabami and it wouldn't be a Bracha. That's the opinion of the Shatzian. Chazanish says a no. Even the Rush agrees to the Rajba, something which is Darkei Bekach. If it's Darkei to do Schita, then even the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. This is not like this, orange juice. what's going to be the halacha? So, according to the Rosh, the Rosh is saying that the only time, according to the Rosh, but it's roi v'achilas on the day schita. Most oranges are made for schita in America. Therefore, the bracha would be, hey, so according to the Mishabura's Rosh, you make a shakel because it's not dark, it's not bishul, it's just schita. Chazan says, even the Rosh agrees to the Rashba. The Rashba says that the chalik is bishul versus schita, that's where it's not dark. But if it was dark, even the Rosh agrees to the Rashba. Therefore, according to Chazan Ish, it'll come out that orange juice is the eights. And Shankin, according to the Mishabura, it's going to be shakel. In the world of the Chazan Ish, Achisvina brought down that there's a chalik in two types of orange juice. There's like orange juice has the pulp in it that he didn't make eights, other one he didn't make eights on. Akopanim. I'm with my son, the Megalim is like the Mishnah Berurah that we go with Machlekes Rashi ben Rashi, and therefore all drinks, being that it's not cooked, so we're going to say Maida Sukkah, then you can sit in the shackle, and it's not going to be eights.
With Abbas?
Yeah. All drinks, and the Maida, we say it's totally in Bishol. Schita would not make it, and therefore that would be the Alach. Fine. So if you'd base. Yeah, and Sifi Alvish discusses the Machlik is Raj Ben Rosh, so therefore we're going to make Shahakal. That's Kabi Baruch Rishayna. If you don't just say Shifas Aminim, which you have a Shah Baruch Achrayinus, then you get yourself into a problem. And, you know, therefore you only drink it during a Suda, or drink it less than a share, because you get yourself into a Baruch Achrayinus issue. So it basically discusses all fruits, which are the new types of fruits. Some fruits are you have to, in order to make a berakah based on the fruit, has to be eaten in the normal way in which you eat it. So all fruits which are good, raw and cooked, like apples, agassim, all those make berakah eats. The derech l'achila is dafka when it's cooked, so when they're raw you make a shakel. When you cook it, you're going to make a berakah eats. So what's the example? So something which is normally eat chayim avashal, you make. You always got to make the, you know, you both times get a bracha. What would be an example of that? Apples, pears, plums, carrots, cucumbers. Now, those are things which are good. Therefore, you make a bracha by pates on those type of things. The certain vegetables are daki, neat, dafka, mavushal. Therefore, if you eat it when it's raw, it's going to be shakal. Well, in the case of that, celery, squash, zucchini, nuts, olives, those things, the darkest eat dafka when it's cooked, and when it's raw, it's not darker to eat, and therefore you make a shak. And the Biralacha points out, that has to be dafka, that it's really lecha de'et chak. If it's not really lecha de'et chak, so then even shak you would make, you know, then it's mamish nothing. Now, the Bilacha points out, even if it's good to eat raw, but it's not darkly, you make a shackle on it. I'm not sure because I didn't cook it. It has to be that darkly to eat chayim avushal. The fact that it tastes good, people might not do it, the mice will not be considered a kashem pri, and the mice you won't do it. Now, the question is, what's with onions? So some say when you make a chalak, there are different types of onions. Some onions eaten raw, some eaten, are not eaten raw. I think nowadays onions, lamaisa makes a chilek whether you put if you do onions with oil already, so you make adam in it. But if raw onion, you make a shakal. I think nowadays lamaisa, no one eats onions raw nowadays, right? By itself, no, by itself. So it's not something which a person eats by himself. So even maybe a person pops one, it's not like I don't think it's something which a person eats ever by itself. I think it's like it's not a normal way of eating it. Think of the mice, so you make a shackle on it. Onion rings, so chayra, you make a mezainis on it. The dough on the outside is going to be thicker. B'dekla, that'll be the acha. Yeah, so this is Shaila. Some places, like, you know, in China they eat one way, in America they eat another way, in Australia another way. Some fruits and vegetables, which are totally different. I forgot they were after. I looked it up. Remember, I looked it up. There's a list of certain fruits and vegetables which are different. So the question is, do you go bus to the place where it's planted? Do you go to the place where you are? Do you go, if you go from place to place, a lot of different things out there, but I think Pshuta, someone went to say, no, it's not a place where it's planted. So I don't care the fact that it's important. Where's the toyas? Because they planted, the gufa planted. What's the word of planting? Where's the Geshem Pri? The gufa planted imported. So you can't say there's no Geshem Pri. Over here it is Geshem Pri because the gufa did like that. I'm sure that you go past the place for eating it and that would be together. You wouldn't know. If they don't have any fruit over there, you brought it, you know, you brought your fruit from Eretz Yisrael to wherever you are. You're going on some vacation somewhere where they don't have any fruits. Here, then you chalal did. But with the klal, anything which is imported, then it's not something they get. Fine. But they get sugar. So. The Mechaber brings down, you make Shahakal. There's Mechlekes in the Rambam. Rambam brings down Shahashah, maybe Sukhya Eitz. Then the Rambam brings down the Gay make Hadamas. Then he's make a Shahakal. And the Maisa, after all the Arichas, the Maisa, Mishra passes, the Maisa, you make a Shahakal, but you have maybe a Piyetz, go on Piyetz, but the Maisa make a Shahakal. So you do the Chassam Sofer. I mean, like 6 or 7 years old, you learn Brachas, and he saw a Spring Mechlekes, hey, it's Hadamas, Shahakal, like, Shigah, how you there? So if he, you know, made sure not to eat sugar out of a suda because, you know, it's not clear exactly what the brach is, and if he is machmar that. Well, I think that's fascinating is that if you look through the Mishnah Berurah many times, it means that if you have a sabah brachas, what should you do? Take a little sugar and patter it. Which is a little fascinating, like, you know, like sugar goes with sabah brachas. Like, I mean, but like a fine dal, it means a lot of different places. So it was just, yeah, you know, it's a little fascinating that it seems to be like it's like kochra. Yeah, in the case of the one case where the yain pater called me the mashkin, right? Just talking many times. That could we have to have a shir sviya, you have a lugmav. If you drink a little, what do you do? She says, what should you do? If you drink a lugmav, ask somebody else who didn't drink, or if racham out sugar, you know, take a little sugar. Like that's your eitzah, you know. Like it's, sounds like it's like kochra, you know. This is the din, and it seems to be, you know, v'kacho minag. And whatever. Now, one thing that comes out of this whole vikuach with the Rambam, in terms of the bracha, all back and forth with the Sbir Halacha, is that we see if you chew something, you taste it, and you enjoy the taste. So, the halacha is that if you enjoy the taste, so then even if you're not eating actual food, we see it gets a bracha in it. Renegade by gum. Right? You just chew it. And you taste the sugar and you spit it out. So you see this whole sugar there with the sugar cone king. And they spit it, they just bite it, they don't eat the actual fruit. They're just sucking it. We see you do make a bracha. So the maisa, then the gum, the maisa one would, yes, make a bracha. Okay.